You're listening to the Be Hooked podcast, session number 44 with Brittany. One, two, three. Happy New Year! Welcome to episode number 44 of the Be Hooked podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. And first off, I just want to wish you and your family a very happy holiday and new year, because this is the final episode of the podcast in 2017. And I couldn't be more thrilled with the way this first year has gone. And I'm so excited about what next year is going to bring. Well, today's episode is just going to consist of you and me. I have a really cool topic to explain to you, and I want to thank somebody for giving me this request. Mags, she is a lady who has just been a dear friend of mine online. Maybe one day we'll get to meet in person, but she is always there to lend a helpful hand, any support. And she sent me a message one day and said, "Hey, how on earth do you calculate the yarn in your project?" Well, that's exactly what I'm going to explain in today's session, and I hope you're as excited about this as I am, because this is a really, really useful technique. Now, I also want to mention of this new thing that I have started. Actually, I just wanted to make it easier for you to send in requests for the podcast, because honestly, I'm doing this for you guys. I want to know exactly what you want to hear. Maybe you have a special guest that you would like to hear from. Well, now I have given you a really easy way to submit your request. And all you have to do is head over to behookedcrochet.com/podcast request. That's going to direct you to a page on my website where you can fill out a form. There's just a couple bits of information there, but it's super easy. Go to that page, leave me a request. You can tell me of a guest that you'd like to hear from, or if you have a specific topic or question, that's going to help me to plan 2018. So just like Max did, she sent me the request through a message that we had going on, but now you can do so directly from the website. I will see those right away. I'm not going to actually respond to everyone. Just know that when you submit it, I have received it. And what I do from there is I'm putting it on a list, and I will kind of analyze the different requests and figure out how that will work into the show schedule. So once you put in your request, I will do everything I can to get it on the show. I don't want to make any solid guarantees, but that is the first step to hearing about what you want to learn about. That didn't really make a whole lot of sense. That's the first step for you to take. If there is a topic that you would like to learn about from me, leave your request form. Okay, last little bit of information is the show notes. You can access the show notes for this episode at behookedcrochet.com/session044. And we will talk about some resources here. So I'm going to link to those. Don't feel like you have to memorize them. Just head over to the show notes when you're available, and you can find all of the resources that we talk about right there on that page. You can also leave your questions and comments on that page. If you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see the comments section, and you can use that space to tell me what you think. Well, when I was in the planning stages of this episode, I'm going through and I'm just writing down all of the steps. I mean, there's really not a lot of steps, but there's a lot of information here. Well, the more I thought about it, the more I figured that this was so appropriate for video. And since I love doing videos, I do plan on turning this topic into a video that can be viewed on my YouTube channel. So stay tuned for that. If you haven't subscribed to Be Hooked Crochet on YouTube, then go ahead and do that. You can find that very easily by going to behookedcrochet.com/YouTube. You can subscribe there. That way, if this topic does interest you and you need a video to watch, that by subscribing, you'll be alerted and you'll be able to see it right away as soon as it's published. I don't have a date scheduled out right now, but know that that will be in the very near future. Well, like I always love to do, I love to take a topic that is kind of complex or that might seem complex and break it down into really easy and manageable steps. Well, I also like to format this show that way too. So I have six main things or main points that we're going to cover in this episode. The first is why you need to be able to calculate the amount of yarn in your project. Why is that going to be useful information for you? Well, I'll say right off the bat that this isn't going to be incredibly useful for everyone. But this topic, this technique, and learning it is going to be useful if you plan on passing the pattern along to someone else. So let's say you don't really like to follow patterns. You just like to crochet things freely, just make up your own thing as you go along. Well, let's say you actually do write down the pattern, so that way you can make it again in the future. I mean, a lot of us do that, even if we don't publish them. We will often keep track of what we're doing so we can create it again if it turns out really well. Well, if you plan on passing that pattern along to somebody else, or let's say you make it now, but you don't want to make it again for a very long time, and let's say a year later, you find that pattern and you're like, hey, I want to make that again. This is going to be useful for you because you may have, one, forgotten how much yarn you bought when you made the project, but if you're passing it along to somebody, that person really does need to know exactly how much yarn was used or an estimate so that way they can plan their supplies. Now, if we are purchasing yarn from a mass-produced market type of setting, there are certain yarns that don't have a dye lot to them. Now, a dye lot is basically just batches of yarn that were dyed. And if you're working a project with different dye lots, you run the risk of the shade being ever so slightly different. And it really depends from manufacturer to manufacturer. I have purchased different skeins of yarns that were from different dye lots, and I couldn't tell the difference. But there have definitely been some cases where I purchased outside of different dye lots, and you can really tell the difference. So when you're planning your projects, you need to know how much yarn you need up front, especially if the yarn that you're using has a dye lot. The other reason why this technique is going to be super useful is so that you can make it possible to substitute yarn the next time it's worked. There are a lot of times I love a project, like it's kind of a good staple. Like if you have a scarf pattern that's sort of a go-to of yours or a hat, well, there's going to be instances where you want to change colors. Maybe you want to use a different yarn brand. Maybe one yarn was on sale when you purchased it the first time and this brand is on sale the next time you purchase it. So you need to be able to have that total number amount of yarn in order to make an educated guess to yarn substitutions. Now there's one main caveat here. And the caveat to that is when you're substituting yarns within a pattern, you definitely need to stay in within that same yarn weight category. So keep that in mind if your pattern calls for or if the project you made was made with a worsted weight yarn or a number 4, you need to stay within that weight category. The last reason why you might find this technique especially useful is if you plan to publish your pattern or if you want to submit it to a directory or a publication, if you're pursuing magazines where you want to publish your designs, you definitely have to have this information and it has to be a pretty good estimate. Well, now hopefully you're convinced that this technique is really useful for you. It's definitely something that's good to know, even if you don't need it right now. You might need it in the future. Well, I want to talk a little bit about who this technique or this strategy is going to benefit. Well, I have two people in mind when I think of who might need to use this technique or who might be interested in learning how to calculate the yarn within their project. The first one that comes to mind is a designer. Obviously, when we're designing, I don't know, I'm pretty free about it, so I kind of just let it happen and jot down what I'm doing as I go along. And then I kind of refine things later. So I kind of iron out the stitch numbers, the repeats, and the supply requirement. So yarn definitely fits into that category. And you want to make sure that you are as exact as possible. Well, maybe you aren't a designer and you have no desire to design. Well, maybe you participate in a knit or a crochet group, or you have regular knit nights or stitch nights or whatever it may be. Well, if you like to share your projects with people, this strategy is something you need to know, because like I said before, it's really important to know how much yarn you need for a project before you like go through it. Because of the whole dye-lot thing, you want to make sure that you have everything squared away. So if you're going to pass the pattern along to somebody in your group, then you're going to need to know how much yarn you use. That's going to be the number one question, or at least in the top three, that somebody is going to ask you when you pass the pattern along to them is, how much yarn do I need? And you'll be able to answer that. Well, now that you know why you need to learn this technique and who it might benefit, well, the next logical thing is to figure out what kind of tools or information you need to be able to do this. And there are only a couple, so I don't want to scare you off right away, but there are two very key pieces of information that I use when I'm calculating this information and I'm keeping track of it for future use. The first tool I want to talk about is a scale. Now, in order to calculate how much yarn is used in a project, you do have to use the weight of that project in a calculation to kind of transfer that into a yardage amount. So that is one of the values that you need to know. And you will likely need to buy not really a specialty scale for this, but you can't just use the scale in your bathroom, because it needs to be a little more exact than that. And it needs to have certain units to it as well. So I use the Smart Way Professional scale that I purchased from Amazon. It's like $20. It's not a huge investment or anything. Well, this scale has an 11-pound capacity, which is perfect for what I need. I'm never going to weigh anything that's more than 11 pounds. And I highly recommend this scale. It's been really great. I've used it for about, probably 2 years now. Still going strong. I don't use it every day, but I do use it pretty regularly. Every time I write a pattern, actually, I'm using this scale so that I can calculate the amount of yarn that's in that project. So if you want to check out this scale in particular, if you want to purchase it from Amazon, my affiliate link for that is behookedcrochet.com/scale. And like I said, it is an affiliate link. So if you do decide to go through that, first of all, thank you. But I will make a very small commission off of that. So affiliate links are a great way to, help you out, say thanks, whatever it be. You don't have to use it. You can just search for the Smart Way Professional on Amazon and you'll find it there. Like I said, it's about $20. Or, I mean, you can find a scale at your store if you don't want to purchase online. This particular scale measures about 7 inches by 6 inches, the platform. And that is a relatively smaller size, but I find that that size is good for like small to medium projects. I've actually been able to use it for everything. I haven't had to purchase a larger scale, but if you do make a lot of afghans, or you plan to make a lot of afghans and you want to do the calculations there, you're probably going to need a scale that's bigger, because you want to be able to get the entire project on that platform in order to get an accurate reading. Now, if you don't get the Smart Way Professional, if you don't go through that affiliate link and you want to find a different scale on your own, or if you have a scale already and you're curious of whether or not it'll work for this, the one thing you need to keep in mind is the units that are available on that scale. So when you look at the back of a yarn label, you can see that the weight and the length of the skein, like everything in that skein, is given in grams or ounces and meters or yards. So when you're weighing, I mean, we're specifically focusing in on those weight measurements. So you want to make sure that your scale can go from grams to ounces, or it just has one of those. You don't necessarily have to go from one to the other. The Smart Weigh Professional does allow you to, it has several different units, but grams and ounces are one of those. You just want to make sure that your scale incorporates the unit that you want to work in. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a bit. The other tool that I would recommend, it's actually a piece of software, or not really a software, it's a spreadsheet. Now, a spreadsheet is really only going to be useful if you want to be extremely organized with your approach, or if you're going to be doing a lot of calculations. It's going to help you keep track of the things that you've already calculated, so it'll save you time in the future. And it's just a really quick way to knock out one half of the steps that you need to do to calculate how much yarn is in your project. So spreadsheets, let's talk about them for just a moment. This is actually what the video is going to highlight when I produce it. I want to show you what my spreadsheet looks like. It's nothing fancy. If you're not very great with building spreadsheets, I mean, you don't have to know a lot of information, but it is super handy in, like I said, keeping track of everything I've already calculated, and it makes it an easy reference point for when I have to go back to it in the future. Well, I like to use Google Sheets. I like this program because it's free and it syncs with any device I'm on. So if I'm using my computer, I can access it that way. If I have my iPad or my phone, it doesn't matter where I'm at. I'm always connected through Google. So I can just access this spreadsheet whenever and wherever. Now, you can also use Microsoft Excel if you're more comfortable with that program. And actually, that's what I started my spreadsheet with. I used Excel because I knew how to use it. And then I realized that, hey, it would be really nice if I could access this on my phone or if I'm away from my computer. So I converted it over to Google Sheets. Doesn't matter what spreadsheet program or software you have or like to use. You just have to get something if you plan to continue to reference this in the future. The purpose of this spreadsheet is to store what I am going to call the N value. It could be a term that I have coined, but it is a number that you're going to calculate that you need in order to figure out how much yarn is in your project. So there's two main equations to this technique. The N value is, it comes from that first equation. And then the second one is where you're going to use the weight. We're going to get into that in more detail in our next step, but I just want you to kind of know the purpose of the spreadsheet while we're talking about them. And that spreadsheet is going to house your N value as well as the yarn brand, the yarn type, the skein weight, the length. And we'll talk about the spreadsheet in a lot more detail after we figure out these equations. So we're kind of just grabbing little pieces of the puzzle and slowly putting them together. Well, the calculation. How do you calculate the amount of yarn that's used in your project? Well, you can do so in three steps. So I mentioned the N value just a moment ago. That's the first step. You need to calculate your N value. So to do that, all you have to do is look at the yarn label for the yarn that's in your project and find the weight, the skein weight, and the yardage on that label. When you're looking at those two numbers, just keep in mind that there are two different units. So like I said, for your weight, you're going to see grams and ounces. For the length, you're going to see meters and yardage. Choose only one of those. Now, I am in the U.S. I'm comfortable working with ounces and yards. So that's the value that I use in my spreadsheet, in my calculations, in my patterns. But the main point here is just to choose one and stick to it. Now, to calculate that N value, all you need to do is take the yarn weight and divide that by the total yardage in that skein. That is your N value. It's a really simple calculation, right? Divide the weight by the length, and that's your N value. That's what's going to be housed on your spreadsheet if you do decide to go that route. Otherwise, just write that number down. Do the calculation, write it down, and we'll use it in the next step. Well, after we calculate the N value, the next little bit of information we need for the second equation is weight. We need the weight of the project. So that's step two, weigh your project. Now, when you're weighing your project, you want to be sure that the entire project fits on the scale plate or the scale face, like I mentioned before. Any yarn that you might have hanging off the edges, that's going to throw off your weight, which is going to make your final result a lot less accurate. So just try to make sure you can get the entire project on the scale. Oftentimes, I'll fold it a bunch of times until it's like just one big glob of yarn, and I'll put that on the scale. I'll take the weight. Make sure your scale is in the unit that you chose. So for me, it's ounces. I make sure my scale is set to ounces, put the project on the scale. I get that next value that I'm looking for the next equation. Once you have the weight, you're going to record that as well. So at this point, you should have two numbers recorded. You have your N value and you have the project weight. With those two numbers, we can calculate the amount of yarn in that project. And here's the formula. You take your project weight and you divide that by your N value. And that's the estimate of yarn that's in your project. Now, if you are using yards as your unit, that number is going to be in yards. If you're using meters, that number will be in meters. So it's really simple. There are only two equations to figuring out how much yarn is in your project. There are simple division equations, and all you have to do is know the weight of the skein, the length that was in the skein, and know the project weight. So the only three pieces of information you have to have, and you can get this number. Now, don't worry if these numbers and equations just flew in one ear and right out the other. I will take all of the notes for you on the show notes page. So you can find these two equations at behookedcrochet.com/session044. Don't worry about writing them down. You can access them there as well and see them later on in the future when I have that handy video available for you to watch. Now, when you are working through this, there's a few things that I have learned the hard way, and I want to share them with you just so, I mean, you're able to figure this out on your own and feel confident in your calculation. So there are a few things to look out for, one of which is that you need to be consistent with your units. And I keep beating this because it's so important. If you grab the skein weight in grams, but you use the skein length in yards, that could cause potential problems. If your scale is set to grams, but you're calculating with ounces, that will definitely cause problems. So the moral of the story, I'll say it again, make sure you're consistent with your units. Pick one, stick with it. Keep metric with metric and US with US. So either go with grams and meters or ounces and yards. Bearing that in mind, you also want to make sure that your scale is set to the proper units. We've talked about this a couple times already. I'm going to say it again because it's super important. Make sure your scale is set to the proper unit. It's really easy thing to completely look over. On the scale that I use, the unit, when it's listed, is rather small, so it's easy to completely overlook that step, but just take a couple of seconds to make sure that you're in the correct unit before you weigh your project. That's the only way you can ensure that your estimate is pretty reasonable and that it's as accurate as it can be. And as you probably imagined, if your units are off in any way, then you're not going to have an accurate estimate, which you can gauge the importance of that how you will. It depends on the purpose of why you're calculating these. If, for instance, if I miscalculate and I publish an incorrect amount of yarn, well, a couple things could happen. If I overestimated, then you guys are counting on me to have that information accurate. Because if, let's say we're doing a big project that requires 10 skeins of yarn, or that's what I put in the pattern, and you only needed 8, well, you've spent more money than you needed to, and you have extra yarn that you may not have space for, or, I mean, you kind of get the idea there. You want to make sure that the information you're putting out on the web, or if you're publishing, that it's as accurate as it possibly can be. If you're just sharing patterns with your friends or your family, it really is less important. But it's, I don't know, always a good idea to do the best you can. So making sure your units are consistent all across the board is kind of like the only way you can make sure that you're doing it right. The other really big thing that you need to look out for when you're calculating this is that if your project incorporates multiple different types of yarn, this method really isn't going to be good for a situation like that. Let's say you have a project where you're using bulky weight and worsted weight. It is definitely not going to work because those two yarns have different skein weights, they have different skein lengths, and together it's not going to be an accurate calculation. Well, let's say you have a project that incorporates a smooth yarn and a really fuzzy yarn. Same thing applies. Those two skeins of those two different yarns could have different skein weights. They could have different length in yards, and so your values are going to be off. Now, one could argue that if you have two different types of yarn and the skein weight is the same and the length is the same, well, yeah, then you're probably safe to say that you can calculate this and not have to worry about it. But I'm not really sure of any situation where that's actually happened. So keep in mind when you are going into this calculation that it's best if you use the same type of yarn throughout. So if you're changing colors, no big deal. If you can't possibly stay within the same yarn type, like Simply Soft, for example, if you want to use two different types, let's say you want to use Simply Soft and Unforgettable. I've actually done that in a project. Well, you can't calculate this accurately because those are two different types of yarn. But if you wanted to mix, say you have some Super Saver in your stash and you have some Super Value in your stash, so Red Heart and Bernat, those are pretty similar weight yarns. Or let's say you're doing Super Saver and With Love. Those are two really similar yarns. They have similar weights. They're in the same weight category. Well, you can calculate those and know that it's not going to be as accurate as if you were using the same type of yarn, but they're going to be pretty stinking close. So whenever you are in that situation, just know that you probably need to round up a little bit. I always say it is safer to round up when you're working with this calculation because it is an estimate. And in most cases, somebody would rather have too much yarn than too little. Okay, so you know why you need to know this technique. You know who it's going to be beneficial for. We know what tools and software we need to make this happen. We have the calculation. We know what things to potentially look for, some potential problems. The last thing I want to talk about is tips for designers or people who want to calculate often. We talked briefly about the spreadsheet a moment ago, and I want to go in a little bit more depth about how I have this thing set up, just so you can have a visual in your mind. When you set up your spreadsheet, you'll need to set up 5 columns and label them yarn brand, yarn type, skein weight, and then put your unit there, skein length with your unit, and N value. So for the yarn brand, that's going to be, say, Yarnspirations, Red Heart, Lion Brand, so on. The yarn type is kind of like the name of that yarn. So Simply Soft, Unforgettable, so on. The skein weight and length, Those are going to be found in your yarn label. So you'll just, those are usually found on the back of the label. Pick your unit, enter that number in that column on your spreadsheet. Well, the other cool thing about, well, Sheets and Excel, probably most other spreadsheet programs, is that you can sort from A to Z. So I also have that set up on my spreadsheet so that it keeps all of my yarn brands together. So all I have to do is go through, and it's basically alphabetical from A to Z. So all of the Bernat yarns are there, all of the Karen yarns are there, all of the Red Heart. It's broken down by brand. I can quickly go to the one that I need and reference it if I need to. Now for that last column, the N value, this is a calculation. If you remember back to just a moment ago, we said that the N value is the skein weight divided by the skein length. So you can do a lot of work in organizing your spreadsheet before you even do a bunch of projects. If you're a designer, this might be helpful. It'll save you time in the future. You'll put in the time initially, but then you'll have it to reference it when you need it. To get that equation set up, all you need to do is type the equal sign and then click on the skein weight column and then make the slash for the divide line and then click on the length column. You want to make sure that you're staying within the same row so that it's calculating the correct ones, but that's all you need to do to have the spreadsheet software calculate that N value for you. Now the N value is going to be a really low number. It's going to be a decimal that's less than one, and it's usually something ridiculous. I just let the software, I let Google Sheets calculate it the way it is, and then I plug that number into that second equation where I'm using the weight of the project. The one big tip I have for you as a designer is to update the spreadsheet regularly. If this is the method of organization that you choose to have, you could also longhand it if you have a notebook that you like to write in and you like to calculate on your own. Feel free to use that. But the main goal here is just to update it regularly. Every time you buy a new ball of yarn, or if you want to get really, really organized with it, you can find the skein weight and the length on the manufacturer website. So if there's a yarn that you use all the time, just go to that product page on the manufacturer's website and record the skein weight and the skein length in your spreadsheet. You can already calculate that N value. So then when you need to reference this and use it, all you have to do is calculate the amount of yarn in the project with that second equation. Well, I know this was a ton of information to sink in. I don't want to make it too lengthy because I really want what we talked about to sink in. The main points here: we can calculate the amount of yarn in a project relatively easily. You don't have to have many tools or special software. A scale is needed, and a spreadsheet is helpful, but a calculator will also do the trick. There are some important things to keep in mind, like consistency in yarn in your project is going to affect it, and that this is an estimate, so it's likely that you should round up with whatever value you calculate. Round up a little bit, that way you have a little bit of a buffer, and you know that you are recommending the amount of yarn that you should be. And those spreadsheets, again, I honestly love working with spreadsheets. They really help me to organize my life and my business. So if you have a business or if you are a designer, it's definitely worth taking 15 minutes or so to set up this spreadsheet because it does half the work for you. It holds on to those N values after you've already calculated them, and so it literally does half the work for you. So when you need to do the calculation, you have your N value, it's just right there. You don't have to do that step anymore. It makes life a little bit easier, and I can always respect that. Well, I do want to mention again, if you feel confused by this or if you just are on the go and you weren't able to catch everything that we talked about, there are two things. The show notes are going to have all of the information. I'll link to the resources and have the equations within that page, so you can check those out when you're available. You can find that at behookedcrochet.com/session044. And I will be publishing a video on how to do this. It will show my spreadsheet that I use personally, and I'll even go into detail of how to set up that spreadsheet. If spreadsheets aren't your jam, if you don't feel like trying to figure out how to do these things, I'll show you. It's really simple. I think you'll be surprised at how little time it takes initially, but how much time it's going to save you in the long run. So once again, if you haven't subscribed to the Be Hooked Crochet YouTube channel, I recommend you do that so you don't miss that video. And you can find the just an easy subscribe page by visiting behookedcrochet.com/YouTube. That'll direct you straight to my YouTube channel. You can subscribe on that page if you haven't done so already, and you can be alerted as soon as that video is available. The last thing I want to mention here again is happy holidays. I wish you all the best in your new year. I hope you've had a wonderful 2017. I hope you are setting yourself up for the best 2018 you can possibly have. If you have a business, I hope you're taking some time to plan out how to make things go the way you want to. If you have plans to start markets, or if you want to start something new, I wish you nothing but the best. And I want to leave you with a quote that I have actually posted on my wall next to my computer so I can see it every single day. I find it really inspirational. It says, "The harder you work, the luckier you become." Think about that. We always say, "That person is so lucky. She has done this, or she has done that. She's so lucky." Most of the time, it's not luck. It's because that person worked really hard to get where they are. Thank you so much for an amazing 2017. The podcast is now trending. You can find it right at the top of the list when you search for Crochet in iTunes. That would not have happened without you. We're up to, I think, 30 different ratings and reviews that has put this show at a 5-star rating. I'm so grateful for that. If you haven't done so already, go to behookedcrochet.com/iTunes and you can rate the show. Leave your honest rating and or review. I read every single one of those. We can continue to make this podcast show up in that search so more people can find out about it and hopefully get the same amount of value from it as you did. All right, guys, thank you so much. Cheers to a wonderful 2017 and an even better 2018. Bye, guys. I'll see you next year.